Previously on Morning Sedition.
We've got this one of the new executives here at Air America, Steve Gilmartin. You're coming on my last show to tell me that you're going to offer me this opportunity to contribute to the show that I'm being fired from?
Hey, man.
What?
You think this is cool?
What kind of stooge do you think I am? I mean, what kind of crap is this, Brendan? You're just a corporate scum, man. You know, I'm just tired of you guys running my life. I didn't get into comedy to deal with idiots like you.
Hey, look.
What?
You push me. Don't be so shocked when I push back.
Oh, really? Is that what it is? Go ahead. Shut me down. Dude, what are you going to do, man?
Fine,
you want to fight?
Fine,
what are you going to do?
You want it like this?
Shut me off, man. Go ahead. Shut me off if that's what you want to do. Go ahead. Do it. Do it, you ass.
I just did. Consider yourself dead air.
Good. See if I care. At least I went out with my integrity, man, and the respect of my peers.
Way to go, jerk-ass. Management called and we all just got fired.
Yeah, thanks a lot, douchebag. Have fun in sunny L.A. while we sit in freezing New York without any jobs.
You suck, jerk-ass. Oh, yeah? Well, who needs you? Riley's got my back. Right, Riley?
Ha-ha. Gilmartin won, Marin nothing.
Gilmartin rules!
What just happened?
I honored the spirit of all my rebellious heroes. Lenny Bruce, Hunter S. Thompson, Burt Reynolds at the end of The Longest Yard. What the hell went wrong? And now I've lost my chance at doing the final Morning Sedition broadcast. Oh, man. Me and my big mouth.
What's the matter there, Mark?
What? Who's that?
Down here.
Oh, my God. It's our old pal, Timmy the Truth Turtle.
Why so glum, Mark?
Well, Timmy, I let my pride get in the way of my better judgment. I yelled at an executive on the air, and now he's canceled my last show. I've let down my fans, my coworkers, and even myself. I could have had class. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am.
Oh, Mark, that's not what happened at all.
It's not?
No, your unpredictability is what kept you on the air these past few weeks. Air America's executives want you to be loud and brash, especially on your last day. How else are they going to pop a good rating for a show that was canceled over 2 months ago?
But what about that guy Gilmartin? He just shut down the show.
That's nothing, Mark. Steve Gilmartin has stomach cancer, and the staff just lets him pretend he can fire anybody he wants. It makes him feel better.
So you mean they really want me to go out there for the last show and say whatever's on my mind?
Just like you've been doing since day one, Mark. Since day one.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go out there and give them the best damn final show they've ever heard. I'm going to embrace all my insecurities. I'm going to talk about candy and cats and iPods and my parents. I'm going to respond to hostile emails on the air. And I'm going to talk about the issues. And if all goes as planned, I'll have a major meltdown just like my bosses want. Yeah, everyone goes home happy. And I get to do my final show.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the last time on Morning Sedition, Mark Maron!
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, lurking conservatives. This is it, Mark Riley. This is the final show. We're going to do it. We're going to reflect. We're going to get some closure. We're going to talk to our friends. We're going to make it a nice time. We're going to have a party. Is that all right with you?
I'm fine with it.
All right, Riley. How you feeling, man? Are you sad?
I'm sad. I'm resigned. I'm whatever.
All right. That's good enough.
You know.
I tell you, man, everybody's here. Look at this. The entire board, what do you call that? The
board of directors.
Room. Control room is filled up. Ken's there. Jim's there. Jim's significant. Another, is that a word that they use anymore? Heather, is that do they still use the SO word? Don Pushman's looking at me like, and me, right? And me, and Brendan, and little Goliath, and David. Yeah, everyone's here. What's going on? Everybody, all right? All right, you can get on the mic, fellas.
Yeah,
come on.
Woo!
So look, we have this last show to do. We have someone sent us a case of wine this morning.
I saw that. Minnesota wine.
This guy said, people need to laugh for this reason. It is a shame your show is being broken up. Mark Maron, I hope you get a new syndicated show out of L.A. I'm sure your legion of dedicated listeners will follow you no matter where you go. Mark Riley, I wish the best for you as you take on your solo spot. Please keep podcasting so we can still listen to you. For Brendan, Kalo, Kent Jones, Jim Earl, the recently departed Pashman, and everyone else on the team, good luck with whatever it is you'll be doing next. I'm sure this show will be a great starting point for the rest of your careers. What you've all done has been invaluable. So now he says, I hope you guys are having some sort of farewell party at the end of your show for the occasion. I've enclosed 5 bottles of wine. And I, you know, it's weird. I was looking through the kitchen today, and I'm literally like, well, there's no bottle opener? What kind of office is this? And Brendan's like, it's an office.
A sober one.
It's where people work. It's an office. There is no wine undoer.
That's one of the funniest things, Mark, is that you're still just learning how to, you come so far in the learning process of learning how to operate within an office framework.
I still don't know how to talk at the right level around like in the cubicles. I'm like, that guy's an ass. And then you just see little heads pop up, like little turtle heads.
No, you and me both, man.
You too?
I talk about lewd sexual acts in the kitchen of our co-ed kitchen.
And you don't even notice these scattering women. Like,
yes.
Oh, no, here comes the creepy guy from Staten Island. Oh, no, what's he going to say now? So I guess we got big plans today. Not really. Want to open the phone lines, 866-303-2270. I don't think we're going to do much news, but that shouldn't surprise you given the last week, right?
That's right.
We're moving towards something here. We're moving towards closure, towards me crying by the end of the show.
Oh, Lord,
866-303-2270. You can also email at sedition at airamericaradio.com. It is going to be a day of reflection. I think Brendan even pulled some stuff from the first day, Riley.
The first day?
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what that sounds like.
It's not pretty.
I remember, you know what was sad? I'll probably repeat this story again throughout the day here. But you remember I showed up. I met you and I met Brendan McDonald, Dan Pashman, and Larson. I met Riley before, and I walk in, and I'm like carrying my little American Government for Dummies book, you know, and I'm trying to figure out where the hell to start, and, you know, how do I focus my anger, and how am I going to be funny? And then, like, the first day at work, we're going through that daily briefing, you're like, just read that. And it was like, there was like hundreds and hundreds of articles, and I started to come unhinged, and every day was just nightmare of like, I can't do this! I don't know what the hell, what do you want me to read? And then Larson had those breakdowns where literally, it was like, in this 15 seconds, we'll talk about this. And now at second 20, we will be covering this. And once we hit second 55, that should take us through the first minute, and we'll have covered everything. That phone bank filled up pretty quickly. I wonder if some people probably got a little pissed off that we took them for a little ride there over the evening. My mother called me up. She's like, did you sock it to him? Did you sock it to that Gil Martin guy? He deserved it. And I had to let her down easy.
Uh-oh.